fucking autograph. They want to hurt me.
the charts. That was Gayance with Janet King and Huali. That was Clout Chaser's Anthem from Gayance's album Masquerade. This week at number six, Debbie Friday before that with So Hard to Tell at Sugo Chiba. Still in the charts this week, we listened to Seeds from Water, It Feels Like It's Growing. Bridal Party, a banger from them. That was called Cool Down, and Always, a single from their album Blue Rev called After the Earthquake. This week at number 10. Moving into the number five slot, we've got Begonia from the album Powder Blue. We're going to listen to Cold Night from her, followed by July Talk with Spencer Krug, and we've got Certain Father from July Talk's latest release, Remember Never Before. Amazing album. You should get a hold of it. And then Afternoon Bike Ride after that at number three with Before We Don't Have Time from their album Gloss Over. So, yeah, here's Begonia right now on the charts at number five, Cold Night.
There's no use in cutting me loose yet. I beg you, don't leave me behind. Some faces you must forget, but baby, please not mine. On a out of my own skin, or maybe just my mind. A skeleton, some bones, but nothing left inside. On a cold,
Baby, I
And you're still listening to the charts. That was Afternoon Bike Ride this week at number three. And that was Before We Don't Have Time, July Talk with Spencer Krug with Certain Father. Before that, at four, and at five, we had Begonia with Gold Night from her latest release, Powder Blue. Coming up next, U.S. Girls has shot right to nearly the top of the charts. We're going to listen to them at number two with a song called Screen Face from their album Bless This Mess. And guess who's at number one again for the fourth week in a row? We've got Andy Schaaf from his latest release, Norm. We're going to listen to Paradise Cinema. Thanks for tuning in to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. It's a pleasure to always be with you every single week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This is not a date, so what should we call this? Your face on my screen, my face on your screen. Your phone is dying, and I'm dying too. Same room. No side ride, but
Eggs are among nature's most elegant creations, but they're not easy to make. This American robin will lay one egg per day for 3 to 4 days. To make her eggs, the female robin has to use a great deal of calcium. But she can't just pour herself a nice big glass of milk. She has to find her calcium in nature. And it can be tough to find enough. But we can help. During the nesting season, we can give the birds that visit our homes some of that crucial calcium. Start off by putting calcium-enriched seed and suet in your bird feeders. For the many species that don't eat seed or suet, like robins, you can give them leftover chicken eggshells instead. Rinse the shells off in the sink, spread them out on a cookie sheet, and bake them in the oven at about 250 degrees for 10 minutes. You just want the shells to dry, not brown. When you're done, crush them up. Crushed eggshells can be mixed with birdseed and set out in a feeding tray or scattered right on the open ground. And remember, always wash your hands after handling raw eggs. Today's show brought to us by the Bobolink Foundation. I'm Michael Stein.